Every December brings a new crop of calendars showcasing the hottest stars and the coolest images. Ricky Martin, Corvettes, Unicorns, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer all shine from the bookstore shelves next to the more timeless calendar images, pets, waterfalls, and Elvis. But calendars of Minnesota's Lutheran churches? Haven't seen many of those? That's because they didn't exist until this year, that is.
I'm going to go ahead and set up and get a shot of the front.
Photographing churches around Minnesota is the singular passion of Doug Oman. He's traveled more than 20,000 miles to shoot at least 1,000 Catholic and Lutheran churches. It's very different from his day job as production manager at Camp Snoopy at the Mall of America. Hunched in biting wind, Oman sets up his camera for the perfect shot of St. Patrick's Catholic Church near Duelm in central Minnesota.
See the way the sun is hitting the side of the church? That's what I always look for. I look for light. Light is so important in photography, especially on buildings. It can take a relatively dull building and really make it come to life by giving it some sun and some highlights on it.
While shooting St. Patrick's, Oman talks about his interest in photographing churches as being more than simple aesthetics.
I like it because I love history.
St. Patrick's story is a case in point. Back in the 1870s, some Irish immigrants who settled in Duelm needed a place to worship. They couldn't afford to build a new church, but found a group of Germans over in Sauk Rapids who were selling theirs. The Irish bought the building, but in order to get it the 12 miles to Duelm, they had to cut the church in half and move it in two sections.
I enjoy the stories behind how the churches came to be where they're at, some of the early stories of the congregations, the struggles that they went through in those early days.
Now there's an added satisfaction in photographing these churches. Oman's Lutheran Churches calendar has been published by Minnesota's Lutheran Social Service. LSS spokesperson Bill Friedel says profits from the calendar will go towards support programs for farm families.
The calendars are being sold by certain churches who have taken it on as a fundraising effort to raise money for really the services that are being designed to help folks who are suffering from the downturn in commodity prices. A lot of the rural communities are really suffering.
The Lutheran Church calendar is being sold by a couple dozen churches around the state and can also be purchased through the LSS website or over the phone. Lutheran Social Services' Bill Friedel says the calendar's images embody a spirituality and nostalgia of rural America. Friedel's favorite month in the calendar is August, with its picture of the Vesa Lutheran Church near Red Wing.
That is the church which began Lutheran Social Service in 1865. The pastor of that church took in four orphan children, and the church provided for these kids because their mother and father had died. And so this began what is now Lutheran Social Service. So the Vesa Lutheran Church in near Red Wing is, I guess, my favorite because of that. But I also like the one at Chisago Lakes Lutheran Church in Chisago City, the winter scene for February.
The last church to shoot this day is St. John's in Popple Creek. There's snow on the ground and the setting sun's light is just right. Standing in a ditch across the street to get the right angle and waiting for the cars to go by, photographer Doug Oman says even after 8 years, he's never tired of photographing churches.
And I hope to do this the rest of my life. And when I finish Minnesota, I'll go to Wisconsin, or I'll go to Iowa, or go to Dakotas, or wherever. You know, I'll never get tired of this. If I haven't gotten tired by this time, I know it's in my blood for the rest of my life.
Long after the millennial hype has faded, Oman hopes his Lutheran church calendar will be marking the days for those who share his passion for nostalgia, church architecture, and Minnesota history.
Perfect light. I love this time of the day.
In Collegeville, I'm Marisa Helms, Minnesota Public Radio.
It warms up that brick. Certainly have to wait until the cars go by and then capture it. Want to take a look?
Sure.